another edition of Respect My Mind podcast with Kevin Moffitt. We're just chilling out, vibing. You know what I mean? Just getting in tune and relaxing your mind. That's what it's all about. Trying to find an inner peace within yourself. Trying to clear out the clutter and the everyday nonsense that you take in each and every day. Just closing your eyes and meditating and having a Zen moment. And just clearing out everything. Just relaxing and being in a calm state of mind. Just being in your own thoughts. Some people think that being in your head is a bad thing. It can be a bad thing, but that's when it's cluttered with negative thoughts. If you just go to a place and close your eyes and go to a place of positivity, you can flood out everything. All these outside influences of madness and chaos and the music with the violence and everything that's the outside influences controlling and manipulating your mind subconsciously. You know, we need to just close our eyes and go to a peaceful place and shut out the world for just a few seconds. Just go to a peaceful place in your mind. Listen to those raindrops out there. Put on some smooth jazz or something. Or put on something that gets you into a good mellow mood, a good mental mind state. And just relax. We spend too much time focused on other people. And we don't take the time to just be by ourselves and just focus on ourselves and focus on the things that, you know, matter to us, or focus. We don't focus on ourselves and look inward. We're always looking outward for that other person to validate us, or we look for society to validate us. Just being by yourself to just discover your inner peace. That's what it takes. Just close your eyes and just take yourself to another place. You can't think about the people that have done you wrong or people have wronged you. All you can do is just, you know, mount up that forgiveness and come up with that forgiveness in your heart and mind and just let it go. Those people will remember how you treated them. They'll remember how things were with you. But anger and chaos and calamity, that's not the way. Everything is not a storm all the time. Sometimes you just need that peaceful breeze. Just that calm, soothing, those calm, soothing thoughts to take place in your mind. It's just, as of today, this world is just ran by chaos. Everything is just chaotic. Everybody's in the fray of being a savage. That term has taken over, being a savage and being this. No one wants to appear weak or be weak. And you shouldn't be. You shouldn't be in a place of weakness. Everybody wants dominance. You shouldn't be in a place of weakness or of subservience. You know. But you have your quiet leaders out there. You have your calm confidence. You have people with that. And those are the people that I want to surround myself with. The people that have that calm confidence, that like lions. Like a lion, he doesn't roar or get out of place until it's time to face his prey or until it's time to battle. A lion doesn't get up and roar, not unless he has the opportunity, or he sees it fit to roar. That's what lions do. And I want to be in that mind state of a lion. You know, everybody's like hyenas. I'm equating this to the jungle. I'm equating this analogy to the jungle. Yeah, like a lot of people, they sit back and they, you know, say they want to be, you know, there are a lot of people like hyenas and not like lions. It's good to have that lion mind state. Or some people they equate themselves to wolves. You know, wolves are pack animals. A lion stands alone. A lion can take out three hyenas. You know, but a lion doesn't. It doesn't raise its violent vibrational pitch up to a level, not unless it sees fit. But a lion always maintains its frame. A lion always maintains its frame. Yeah. Sitting out here on this peaceful Thursday, listening to the rain. Hit my windshield. Just take you to a place, listen to some smooth jazz and shit. Just take you to another place and calm your mental down. You know, you need to search for that inner peace. Not be so chaotic. Everybody's so frantic. Tuning into the news and looking at media outlets and social media, and everything's about being the apex predator. You know. But I'm going to tell some of you folks out there, you got to watch who you're hunting for. You know what I'm saying? Size up your prey before you try to pounce on it, or make that what you hunt. Be aware, you know. Sometimes you got to size up the scene. You got to make sure the scene is right before you know what I'm saying, you take that on. But I'm trying to come at from a peaceful place. No, I'm not trying to, you know, be in that mind state of that chaotic mind state. You should never let anybody get you out of character. Let somebody upset your vibrational pitch, your calm, peaceful vibrational pitch, because they're unstable in their mentality. Some people, they're not satisfied in their own lives or in their own mental state. They're not calm within themselves. They're not secure within themselves to like handle the situation. And I notice, and this is where I used to come from, and this is why I used to be so live-wired and things like of that nature. It's because I used to come Excuse me. I used to try to show my dominance, that outward appearance that, you know, I will hurt somebody in order for them to look at me and say, hey, shit, like this guy is for real. He, you know, he ain't no joke. But, you know, the quiet, some of the most calmest people, you know, if you got somebody that's a calm storm, they can show you that they're a threat or they're something to deal with. You know, it's not always about that outward rah-rah appearance. The loudest one in the room, you know the saying. It's usually the weakest one in the room. And I try to apply that. You know. And that's a statement. It is a statement that came from a movie, and they said that statement. But if you really think about the psychology of it, like if you got to peacock and pump your chest up, and it's like an intimidation factor. It's like people use things for intimidation, and they try to play that role to like scare people off. You know. But you got to be calm and assess the situation and just have inner peace. And, you know, if people can calmly and quietly and convey what they're trying to do, or their feelings or their thoughts, we get along better in this society and in this world. But, you know, when people they try to get you out of character, you just got to go to a place of zen, go to a place of peace. And that person has to look within themselves and reflect. Like, hey, like, why am I not at peace? I guess this comes with age also. Like, trying to find peace in, because you don't want all that stuff in your life. Some people, they thrive off of chaos. Some people thrive off of drama. I'll never understand that mentality. You just will never understand it. Some people, they love it. Or some people's lives are so, it's nothing they have going on in their lives, so they have to make up something. They have to make up an issue. Control chaos. Or it's not control chaos. It's some type of theory that they have where you create a problem and you create a solution, and you are the thought of that solution, but you created the problem. It's a weird psychology. And some people, they do that with their lives. They'll create something just to have something to do. Like, you don't want any more stress in your life than what nature causes or what the universe causes. You don't want any more stress than what the universe causes. And most of the time, it boils down to that person of living a stress-free life. Of living stress-free. It boils down to that person, whether they want to live peaceful or not. People have, they have choices. People have choices. And I've seen something that said, like, options or choices, or I don't know, something to that effect. But I'm like, I mean, if you make an option, yeah, you got the choice to choose something. Like, you have that choice to choose something. I mean, you know. But is it really your destiny, though? Like, is it destiny set out in front of you? That's the question you have to really ask yourself. Because sometimes just things are just ordained and it just comes to happen. Like, but I say like this. You can manifest things through the power of thought. If you really tap into it, the universe is a wavelength. The universe is energy. Like, you got the North and South Pole, magnetic energy. You got the core of the earth. And the earth is made of molecules and atoms and protons, neutrons. Everything is the universe is a big ball of energy. So, us humans, we're made up of atoms, protons, neutrons, electrons. So, you have a magnetic field, and protons, neutrons, electrons, they react to magnetic fields. So, you would think of it as your mind, as you conceive a thought, you would awaken something out there in the universe. Like scientists talk about combustion, like all those atoms, there's so much friction that you had combustion, and there so goes the Big Bang Theory. This was like 3.8 billion years ago. So, you know, if you have that amount of energy, just think of how the universe works, and something manifested in your mind and a thought, and you get that vibration and that wavelength out in the world, it could manifest. I know I'm probably talking some old metaphysical shit, but like, if you really think about it, I think it makes sense. People probably think I'm not high. I promise you I'm not high. I'm in my head. I'm probably, you know, thinking a little too much, but that's just the way I am, you know. But, you know, keep seeking that inner peace. Keep thinking those peaceful thoughts. And tune in to another show, Respect My Mind. Peace.